I'm expecting that within the next few weeks, we would be able to follow up with some of them to get 2 point something million for the D1 and D2 program, because that is all we need to complete the disarmament and the demobilization project. I'm hoping that we'll get that very quickly. And then I'm hoping that we'll continue with our discussion for the bigger amounts for reinsertion and then for reintegration. For reintegration, that's a longer term project. Some of them may want to come in on their own, like the World Bank. They have reintegration programs that are community-based, which they can link to the ex-combatants. The EU have various development programs which can be linked. So, you know, the most immediate, of course, is the disarmament and demobilization and some amount for reinsertion, and then we continue our discussion.
Do you have real figures of the amount needed for this DDR in the country?
The entire amount, the entire process is about 19 million, 2 point something million for the D1 and D2, and 17 million for the reintegration.
So what is the part of the government in funding this amount?
The government has done a lot in the last year or two. We've actually documented that they have been the biggest contributor to the process, contrary to what many people think. They've established a ministry for disarmament and demobilization. They fund it and pay. They've been able to pay a proportion of the demobilization fee. For example, the UN gives a kit, but the government completed this with a supplementary monetary fund. And this, the portion paid by the government was by far the biggest. Unfortunately, they themselves have run out of money. This is why we are doing this appeal.
So what is the state of cooperation between BINUCA and the government?
Very good. Very, very good. We serve on the committee, the pilotage that directs, the steering committee that directs the disarmament process with them. We lead the working group on security sector reform. We provide an interface between the government and the international community on many of these issues. And we've been partners with the government in this, advisors, advocates, you know. So that has been the role we've been playing.
So what is the main activities of the United Nations through BINUCA in Central African Republic? And what are the main challenges that you're facing in that country?
BINUCA is a peace-building mission, a special political mission designed to help consolidate peace. So we do a lot, you know, to try to promote the restructuring of governance institutions, to support the government establishing its authority, to support local mediation, national reconciliation, to help improve the general political and security environment in which the people of the CAR exist. We have a security sector reform unit, so we do training of the police, of the gendarmerie, of the army. We have a human rights section that looks at the issues of the rule of law, gender, and of course political.
How do you see the future of Central African Republic?
I describe the period we are in as at the edge of a precipice. I believe that the possibilities to stabilize the Central African Republic is very much there now, if we only do a little to push them up. But at the same time, it's so fragile that if we fail to help, the possibilities of a degradation is also there.